You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Marshall is feeling really good about the Cubs.
It's not that I'm feeling good about the Cubs. It's that all of you should be feeling good about the Cubs. The Cubs are ready to make a run. The Cubs are 5 games back from the best record in baseball, which just happens to belong to the Milwaukee Brewers in their division. They're going to catch the Brewers. And the journey has begun. We are talking about it here on Raheem and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla. Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we got to talk about how the Cubs got here. They are the hottest team in baseball. Yes, you heard me right. They have won 6 of their last 7, 8 of their last 10. No other team in baseball has 8 wins in their last 10 games. They're the hottest team in baseball, Russ.
Yeah.
And they're set to keep it up because of who's on the schedule with the Giants for 3, with the Rockies for 3, although you just warned us about taking anything for granted. And I'm looking at that Wednesday matchup at Oracle Park, a little, not scared, but a little concerned, because Colin Ray is going up against Carson Wisenhunt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who's Carson Wisenhunt? And you answered that question in the break by saying Carson Wisenhunt is who?
It's one of the Giants' top prospects.
And which arm does he throw with?
The left one.
That's been a problem for the Cubs throughout this season. A little bit. So you can understand that and the juxtaposition of Colin Ray, who is somehow, some way, a 10-5 pitcher who, just when I think he's been overexposed, finds a way to keep the Cubs in the game and help them get a win.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, there was a while there where I think it was before the All-Star break, when we were talking about the rotation and, oh, what could the Cubs add? And we're talking about what they had on their staff already. And Colin Ray was brought up. And we both looked at each other like, do you want to overexpose Colin Ray? But to his credit, he's come out there. He's pitched well in whatever role that they've asked him to pitch in. And they've been very successful in when he's taking the ball. So I'm still a believer in you don't want to overexpose him. But I do think that's a valuable piece to have when you're talking about a guy that can pitch in bulk, can take a start for you when you need, especially in the postseason, what we've seen the postseason become, where it's like, all right, maybe the matchup, we start pitcher X, give him 3 or 4, and then have Colin Ray be our bulk guy for 2 or 3 innings. Whatever you feel is necessary. And I know teams view it in outs. So I was going to say, if you say, let's have Colin Ray get us 12 to 15 outs, then you feel really good about where you are getting into the back end of your bullpen.
Craig Counsell, real big on out getters. That's the thing he loves to use. And I completely agree with him, because of the way that baseball has changed and the fact that last postseason, 52% of the innings were pitched by relievers, not starters. That's more than half. First time that's ever happened in Major League Baseball history. So that's a matchup to keep your eye on. Wisenhunt, Ray, tomorrow. Tonight, it's Verlander against the father who stepped up, Matthew Boyd. The Cubs take on the Giants in San Francisco. Pre-game coverage begins at 8:10. You're going to have to stay up till 8:45 for first pitch on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Okay, Kyle Tucker's hitting again. 5 for 12, 3 home runs, 7 RBI in the series sweep against the Angels. Mm-hmm. He is out of his funk. Yesterday on the show, Russell, we declared he is officially back. Other guys, I don't know if they're back yet. Seiya Suzuki doesn't seem to be back yet.
No.
PCA doesn't seem to be back yet. And you wanted to put a bit of a microscope or magnifying glass, whatever, binoculars, however you see things closer, on the fact that Kyle Tucker's been getting a lot of heat in this town.
Lots of heat.
But other guys have been kind of escaping said fire.
Yeah.
Who are you speaking of specifically?
You set it up like a shot. I don't like that. So you're right. I think Kyle Tucker, and rightfully so, has taken a lot of heat, right? He had been ice cold. He had not looked like himself. And when you're the big dog, that's what comes with that. That's what comes with being the big dog. When you get all the praise for carrying teams for weeks at a time, that comes with it when you don't perform. I also understand that I think people hold Kyle Tucker in a different regard because, one, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. Two, he's expected to make a boatload of money. Three, they traded for said Kyle Tucker, and you trade up a guy in Cam Smith who's going to be in Houston for the next 6 years, and then also Hayden Wesneski. Now, Hayden
Wesneski. And Isaac Paredes.
Right, and Isaac Paredes. Two of those guys out for the year. Cam Smith has performed at times, but also there have been times where he has not performed. So sometimes I don't want people to look at it through that lens because there is no perfect thing where you could say, hey, this is, we traded this guy and then Cam Smith is going to be here and an all-star. You don't know that. Like, you don't know what you don't know.
No, I agree with that completely.
We had never seen Cam Smith in the big leagues before. You don't know what that guy, player X, is going to become. But for all the heat that Kyle Tucker has taken, I don't feel like in this city that Pete Crow Armstrong has gotten the same, what's the word?
Not even smoke.
Smoke, no. And has been worse. PCA, in the month of August, slash line 156, 212, 234. One homer, the homer he hit in L.A. Big homer.
Big homer, though.
Big homer, but that was the only, this is the first homer he had hit in the month of August. Three walks with a 29% strikeout rate.
That seems high.
The highest strikeout rate in baseball is 31%. So he's near the top just this month in strikeout rate. And I think PCA has the benefit of young guy, made the crazy splash, the breakout player in Major League Baseball. Because of what he does defensively, he's exciting. I think he gets some protection because of that. And that's not a knock against PCA. But also, the numbers are worse than Tucker and worse than Seiya Suzuki. Now, as a collective, all those guys have to be better. For the Cubs to get where they want to go, PCA, Seiya Suzuki, Kyle Tucker have to hit.
And you could argue Ian Happ as well. The entire outfield, all four of them.
They have to hit. Because that was the strength that you made all your decisions at the deadline on. Right? We're not going to make a ton of starting rotation moves because we're the best offensive baseball and we're going to hit. And then what happened? They didn't hit. On the contrary, the pitching has been fantastic.
Otherworldly.
I did not expect that. You did not expect that. Cubs fans did not expect that. And so if the starting pitching, who you've asked all season, hey, got to step it up. Guys have stepped it up. Imanaga and Boyd have been fantastic. Cade Horton is pitching his way into NL Rookie of the Year. Jameson Taillon, if he's going to pitch the way he pitched against the Milwaukee Brewers last week, you have good problems when you're talking about who's going to start for you in the postseason. But if those guys have to squeeze the ball tighter because it's like, we're only going to get one run tonight. We're only going to get two runs tonight. That's not a good place to be in.
It's not a good place to be, but when you talk about the postseason, Russ, let's be honest. That's what separates the teams that advance in the postseason from the ones who not, is that you get the clutch pitching. You get a guy on the mound who could throw zeros, or maybe a one, but zeros. And offensively, you're going to be facing the best pitching you've seen all season long. Mm-hmm. And so the margin for error for all these teams in the postseason, I'm not just talking about the Cubs. I'm talking about whether you're the Cubs or a hard, fast-charging Reds team or the Tigers or a Red Sox team that gets hot. It all goes to nothing if you can't be hit clutch with your hitting and also throw up a whole bunch of zeros in the postseason. I don't see a lot of postseason games 11-8. I see a lot of 4-2, yeah. 3-1, 2-1. Whew.
And you know, with that, if I'm winning a 4-3 game, you know what I need to do? I need to be able to get on base. A 212 on base percentage for PCA, that ain't going to cut it. Tucker, 278, and he's a guy that historically has gotten on base at a higher clip. That's not going to cut it. San Suzuki, a 344 on base. You'll take that, but there is no slug there, and the average is not there at all. You can't, when you are a team that is built to just slug, when you're not slugging, but you're also not getting on base, you do not score runs. And I think people have seen, okay, this is a team that maybe got power happy. They're hitting the ball out of the ballpark. People are saying, oh, PCA is going to be a 40-40 guy. And then you have the power outage. And when you have the power outage and you don't get on base, it makes the lows feel very low, like we've seen.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Talking with Russell Dorsey about the Cubs as they are hard charging towards first place in the NL Central. Yeah, you heard me right. They were down 9 games at the start of last week. By the end of the week, they had cut 4 games off the division lead and are only 4 games back now of having one of the best records in baseball, 5.5 back of that top record in baseball when you talk about the Brewers. I am resigned that the Cubs are going to catch the Brewers. Russell, yes or no, are you with me?
I want to be with you. I've thought about it all morning since we talked about it originally. I think they get to a game back. But I think that's the closest they get. I don't think they win the division. But I think they get to a game.
Forget about winning the division. Yeah. Do you think at any point they will tie them in the standings?
No.
Okay.
No.
But a game back?
A game
back. That's you. Why a game back? Why not they get close? But you made it very specific with that game.
Because the Brewers, to me, they just haven't been that team that will go on the stretch for you to get that close to them, right? Because now you're at a point in the schedule where 5.5 games back going into September, that's a good chunk of games. And so now you're in a point where you have to win as the Cubs and they have to lose. How many nights, and we'll just say in September, are you going to say the Brewers lose and you win? Because there might be some nights where the Brewers win and you lose, and now you're trying to play the catch-up game.
No, I think they'll win enough to catch them. I just think they'll win enough to catch them.
What makes you believe that?
Because they've got the Giants and the Rockies, and they're going to win 4 or 5 or maybe even 6 of the next games, and they're going to be 2 to 3 games out, if maybe 1 to 2 games out by
the
end of next week.
There's an assumption in your point there. You're assuming that
the Brewers are going to lose
games?
Yes. The Brewers are not. So I think the Brewers are going to go 500 at best against the Blue Jays and the Phillies, who they have back-to-back series against. That means they could take 2 or 3 from one of them and lose 2 or 3. Those are two things that very well I expect to happen. Like, it could happen. It's not. That's well within the realm of possibility. Would you agree with that? Split with the
sure. Blue Jays, like, I think the Blue Jays are as good as anybody in the American League.
Exactly. So
I think the Phillies are a World Series contender. So yeah, I think that's fair.
That's where the end of next week is where most of this ground is going to be made up. And then we're talking about a team that's 2 to 3 games out. And once you're talking about a team that's 2 to 3 games out, now, yes, what you said about September is true, but you don't need it to happen nearly as much as you do when they're 5.5 or 5 games back.
You can't have slip-ups at this point in the season. The Braves come in here, and then the Nats come in here.
6 games against the Braves, you better win 5 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
That team still has Ronald Acuña Jr. I'm just giving you out
Jerks and Profar is a problem.
Right.
They have guys. I'm aware of that. I just saw the White Sox just played them and couldn't get it done, even though they were scoring all the runs.
A lot of runs.
So the Cubs are scoring all the runs.
Sox, by the way, they can bang a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't know if people have been paying attention.
A little bit.
They like to swing it.
15 runs the last 2 games. big in-division wins, one against a team you're saying, well, that's not really a major league roster. The 8-0 win against the Twins. But they come back against the Royals, and they're like, oh, y'all want to go to the playoffs? Watch this. I love that.
It's playing spoiler.
I love playing spoiler.
I think that's
spoiler.
Big for a young team.
But back to the PCA talk, because a lot of texters weighing in here.
And we appreciate that.
And you can, obviously, anytime you want, let us know what you think on the text line, 312-644-6767. The reason PCA, this is from 630, mm-hmm. The reason PCA doesn't get as much flack is that he's a second-year player on a cheap team-controlled deal, and his defense and base running is elite. If you think PCA...
The base running is elite?
Well, he's had some base running issues.
Okay.
If you think PCA is a Bankett 30-homer player, you have really dumb expectations. It's not just his profile. He has outperformed this season, so regression should be expected, and just be happy with what you've gotten so far. That's one of the... There's many, many of these.
All right, I
want
to respond to that one
sentiment.
First. You can't be happy with what you've gotten so far when what I've gotten lately, which is most important, is 156, 212, 234. Because if I'm trying to catch the Milwaukee Brewers, as you point out, Marshall Harris, I need better than that from the guy I have hitting the cleanup spot. I need better than 186, 278, 329 from Tucker, 208, 344, 278 from Suzuki. Like, I don't want to pin it on one guy. We were talking about PCA specifically, so I got specific there. But I agree with many of the texters that say it's them as a collective, right? It can't just be Michael Bush doing his thing and then nobody behind him doing anything else. That goes down to Ian Happ and the guys in the middle of that lineup as well. They have to hit as a collective. And so for 3 months of this year, they hit as a collective. And that's why you're the best offense in baseball. But they hadn't hit like a collective in a while.
Reverting to the mean, that is how it will happen. Other than PCA, the veterans usually revert to the mean. That's from 630. Better question, because you said something that I don't necessarily agree with. You're talking about built to slug. I think the Cubs are built to score more than just by hitting the ball over the fence or hitting doubles into the gap.
They were.
I think they still are. Here's why. I've been wrestling with this and protesting this all season long. Why is Matt Shaw still batting ninth? I don't think he should bat ninth. He should bat higher, because a whole lot of guys aren't doing anything and Matt Shaw is doing things. Here's one of the reasons why I believe Matt Shaw is still batting ninth. Not just to keep him in a place where he's comfortable, mm-hmm. but he has literally proven that he is the second fastest guy on this team. He is a second leadoff man, if you will, or really the leadoff man. When you put Michael Bush leading off in the order, because he doesn't have speed, and Shaw gets on, he could steal a bag, he can take extra bases. And I think with him in an ideal lineup, Nico Hoerner or Ian Happ batting leadoff, you're creating situations where guys can make things happen on the base paths.
Okay, I don't disagree with your point, because he has played so well in the second half. But when you start doing the let's move guys around, you can't move everybody.
No, I'm okay with him staying ninth now, because I'm like, at least when they're not slugging.
Would you have moved Tucker down by now? Would you have moved PCA down by now?
I would have moved Tucker down a few weeks ago, just down in the lineup.
Would you move PCA today?
PCA, you can bat him sixth. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that, because he doesn't get on base at a high clip. I was always
that's my big thing there.
I was always on the train of, stop talking about PCA batting leadoff. It's dumb. It's a dumb idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
It's a dumb idea.
It's not a good
idea. PCA should never bat leadoff. I know what his batter profile is. I know what he likes to chase. You need guy who, number one, yes, he has the speed to bat leadoff, but he's got to be able to get on base.
A sub 300 on base guy should never lead off for a baseball
game. This is just basic math. And so I just look at it like this. Craig Counsell is getting paid a lot of money to do what he does. Mm-hmm. They are in position to go to the playoffs. They may be in position by the end of next week to challenge for the division title. I can't be mad at all the ebbs and flows of 162 games without acknowledging the greater good.
Yeah.
And right now, the Cubs, more good than bad. Yeah. So that's where we are with that. Okay, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, switching gears again, back to football. It is cut day. No cuts have been reported as of yet, at least not that I've seen. But when they happen, we will let you know. Until then, we will check in at Hallis Hall. It's going to be our guy, Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media, giving us the latest on what he expects on cut day here on Raheemi and Harris. It's Russell Dorsey in for Layla on 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Beat reporter for the Bigs, Herb Howard, is joining us.
Herb Howard is here from the Bigs.
Herb immediately showed he was going to be somebody asking meaningful questions. He's going to ask a question that everyone else in the room is going to want to know the answer to.
What then happens that they can't get out and get snapped before?
It's a great question.
Well, thank you so much, Herb, for joining us. This has been a lot of fun.
It's always fun with you guys. You are absolutely amazing. I listen to you guys when you don't invite me, so it's really, really cool.
Well, we invited him, and he accepted our invitation. Herb Howard, the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media, joining us here on Raheemi and Harris. Layla's got the day off. Russell Dorsey here in her stead. I want to remind you that guests brought to you, well, guests brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Circa.com. Herb, we got, 2 hours and 34 minutes until cut down day is like a thing? Or sorry, yeah. 3 hours and 34 minutes. What's the mood like over at House Hall?
Well, it's got to be pretty frantic right now. It's obviously a tough day for everybody. Nobody likes cut down day. You got a lot of guys that put in a lot of work, not only over the summer, but over the entirety of their football lives. And some of them are going to be told they're not good enough today. And that's just not fun for anybody. But I imagine they're trying to get this done before they got practice at 1 o'clock. So I imagine they're trying to get this done before they get out to practice. You don't want to have a guy go to one more practice and then tell them like, no. So I imagine they're trying to get this done before 1 o'clock. We're going to hear from Ryan Poles later on this afternoon after the process is done. So definitely looking forward to that.
Which player or position group has your attention the most?
Well, really, it's come down to some of these injuries lately with these position groups. You look at what's happening in the running back room, what's happening in the secondary in terms of injuries, and that's kind of shifting the board a little bit, at least for what that initial 53 may look like. And certainly, you know, that'll change in the coming days and in the coming weeks. But coming into this training camp, I felt like most of this roster was pretty much set. There were a couple spots that may have been up for grabs. And then there's a couple of guys that always every camp kind of surprise you a little bit and force their way into the conversation to at least make it a tough decision whether or not you're going to, you know, keep them on the 53 or waive them. So, like I said, coming into it, I felt like most of it was kind of set. Right now, because of the injuries, there's going to be some kind of roster gymnastics that they have to play. You always got to consider the kicking game and special teams and what that looks like. And do you have enough guys for, you know, the kickoff team and punt team and those types of things. So I don't look at it as a situation and say, well, definitely I'm interested in, you know, something like the O-line is a little bit interesting because of what happened at the left tackle competition that they had that went from three guys to four guys, went from three guys to two guys to four guys. Like, and now you got a question of, can they really keep four or can they really keep five offensive tackles if you include Karan Amagaji and Theo Benedet? Like, I don't know what that looks like and then what the numbers game, how that trickles down and impacts other positions. But right now, I think the biggest issue is their health concerns.
See, Herb, that's the question I wanted to ask you, because the big conversation coming into this first Ben Johnson training camp was who would be the left tackle. You spend a second-round pick on Ozzie Trapillo. Braxton Jones is the incumbent at the position. And then you have Karan Amagaji that has all the potential. And then Theo Benedet, who worked right his way into the conversation. I feel like, because we're talking about cutdown day, this is a big day for Karan Amagaji. Because I think you make the point of, can you keep five tackles on this roster? And for Karan Amagaji, it feels like he's the fourth, and if we're just talking about the left tackle competition, he's fourth on that depth chart. Do you think that when we get to 3 o'clock today, Karan Amagaji is on the Bears roster?
It depends on what Ryan Poles feels about, you know, their evaluation of him last year. You talk about taking the guy in the third round. GMs are not quick to, you know, give up on those types of picks. They want to kind of see it through. They want to prove themselves right, and they want to see the potential that they saw in that player. So you look at the numbers of it, like you said, if he's going to be the fourth left tackle or whatever it's going to be, if he's going to be the fifth tackle, you know, on your roster, is that somebody you can hold a spot for? And generally thinking, the math will tell me no, but because he's a third round pick just a year ago, I don't know if they're going to give up on him, right? They haven't really given him any reps inside. Some people think he can kick inside the guard, and maybe he can, but I haven't seen them giving him reps to prep him for that. So I don't know if that's what they're thinking right now either. If I had to guess, I would say yes, but I think it may be a bit of a waste of a spot just to kind of save face and hold out faith that your pick was correct.
You talked about Ryan Poles and his decision, but how much of this will be Ryan Poles and how much of this will be Ben Johnson? It's clear to me that this is Ben Johnson's team, and yet Ryan Poles and a lot of these picks, we could look at Zach Pickens or the aforementioned Karan Amagaji, it looks like these guys are on the chopping block.
Yeah, I think this initial 53 will give some great insight into it. I tend to think that it's a very collaborative effort between the two of them. I don't look at it as Ben's team or Ryan's team. I thought they went through the draft process kind of figuring out, you know, what's going to be best for the team long term. And that's kind of Ryan's vision. And also, what does Ben need in the short term to be competitive right off the bat? And I think they kind of did a little bit of both of that in the draft, trying to sit and pat, not choosing to overpay to go up and get this player or that player, but also making sure that they invested, you know, in the offensive line and added some weapons to the offense in general. So I think they're working together on that. But I do think that if we do see some of these Ben Johnson guys get cut here, that'll give us some indication that Ryan Poles is willing to kind of swallow his pride and say, yeah, I like that kid a year or two ago, but if you don't have a spot for him, then we'll move on.
Herb, I want to switch gears for you a little bit and talk about a guy that we know is going to be on this roster in DJ Moore. And I think there was a lot of conversation that happened when people saw him taking snaps in the backfield. Yeah. I know part of that was because of knee, because that running back room is a little banged up right now. But the Bears coaches have been very honest about getting their playmakers the football, which I'm all in on, especially for DJ Moore, who is likely your best playmaker on this roster. Earlier in the show, I pointed out that Deebo Samuel, the year he was an All-Pro, had 136 touches, 77 catches, 59 carries. Do you think that 110, 115 range is a reasonable expectation for DJ Moore, both catching the football and carries?
I think DJ is definitely versatile enough to do it. I think he's tough enough and durable enough. And you want to get the ball in his hands. He's a dynamic playmaker with the ball in his hands. Whether you hand it to him, pitch it to him, or throw it to him, if you get it in his hands, he's going to make something happen. And so the more ways you can do that, I think the better. And then you also look at that wide receiver group, and it's pretty deep. When Luther Burden has been given his opportunities, he's proven that he belongs. I know Coach Johnson wants him to continue to develop in terms of the mental aspect of the game and doing the other little things when the ball is not in his hands. But he's a guy that you can put on the field, and he can be a playmaker for you. And so you add him into the mix with Roma Dunze and Olamide Zaccheaus, who has had a phenomenal training camp. Like the touchdown he had against, was it Buffalo? That's we've seen that every single day at practice, him taking those slants, him making those big plays, going to the house. And so he's been absolutely impressive throughout training camp. You put the three of them out there, and now you're able to move DJ into the backfield. The mismatches that you can now create, can you imagine getting DJ one-on-one on a linebacker to do anything he wants? Like a wheel route, a quick out, a whip route, whatever you want to do with them, arrow routes, that's going to be dynamic. And the other three receivers have to be respected when you look at what they can do. And you also got two pass-catching tight ends. So the options for a guy like Ben Johnson, who's very creative in his play calling and play design, like having a piece like DJ Moore is certainly something you want to use in a multitude of ways, and I think they will.
Herb Howard joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. He's the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media. Herb, looking at the role in which Roma Dunze might increase if DJ Moore is out of the backfield, is that something that go hand in hand, or is that just Roma Dunze blossoming as a second-year player, in your opinion?
Rome's going to have a big year no matter what. As long as his offense is able to stay healthy and functional, Rome's going to have a big year. He's got really good chemistry with Caleb, and Rome is very dependable and very consistent, right? He's one of those guys, you know how like in basketball, you watch a basketball game and you watch the whole game and the guy doesn't necessarily like jump out at you, but then you get to the end of the game and he's like at 32 and 12 and 6. Like he was killing like that. Like, yes, he was killing like that because Rome is that type of guy who's going to get you 12, 13, 9, 24, and then he's going to be consistently making those plays, especially in critical situations, third down, 2 minute. He's a guy that Caleb looks to, and he's very, very dependable, very, very consistent, natural hands catcher, good with the 50-50 balls, good route runner. I think Rome is going to have a big year no matter what anybody else in this offense does. I look for him to have at least 1,000 yards this season.
Herb, we get to 3 o'clock today. Who's the surprise cut where we say, oh, they cut him?
I don't know, though. I don't know about that. I've been hearing some names, and, you know, some people talk about, like, Andrew Billings, and some people are talking about some guys in the secondary. I don't really know that to be true. Like I said, coming into this thing, I felt like most of these positions were pretty set. You name some of the younger guys that may be on the chopping block, whether that's Karan or a guy like Zach Pickens, those make sense to me. Yeah. You look at that D-tackle position, and if you're going to keep a guy like Dillons, which I think they're more inclined to do than cut him, I don't know how the team gets better by cutting him. Is he a natural fit for what Coach DA likes to normally do with his defense? No, probably not. But he's a great run stuffer. He's an immovable object in the middle of that defense. He has been running with the twos a lot more lately than running with the ones. But I think that's more of the fit between, you know, Grady Jarrett and Javon Dexter that they really like, more so than it has a problem with Andrew Billings. I think he's a guy that you can count on early on in series and early downs to stop the run. I don't really see that happening. So as I look at it, I don't really look at anybody that's like, I think this guy may get cut, and that would be really, really shocking to me. I think there's a lot of good competition, and so I wouldn't be shocked for a guy like Amagaji. I wouldn't be shocked for Zach Pickens. I wouldn't be shocked for Dominique Robinson, although he's had a really good camp, and they are still looking for production at the other end spot opposite Montez Sweat. And Austin Booker is going to be down for a couple or a few weeks, according to Coach Johnson. So, you know, some of those things, like I said, with the injuries, will play a factor in what this initial 53 looks like. That probably won't look the same by the end of the week, let alone by the end of the month. So, or going into the first couple of weeks of the season. So I don't think there's anybody that's going to shock me, you know, come 3 o'clock. Like, I can't believe they cut that dude. I don't really see that happening.
Football Talk on the Score, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Herb Howard joining us, the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media ahead of cuts that are coming. Russell has been talking about really the fact that the running back room looks not great. Do you think they're going to go out and get another guy? Is that something that you're saying that's got to happen based on what you've seen? Or do you think they believe in Roschon Johnson and Kyle Manungai to the degree where they feel like they're good?
I know they really liked what they were seeing from Kyle Manungai early on in camp. He's been banged up and he hasn't been able to be out there lately. But I know they liked what they were seeing from him. He was a guy that was willing to run north and south. He's got great vision and then great feet to get to the spot that he wants to get to. He's dependable with the ball in his hand. We know he never fumbled the ball in his entire college career. So I think they were liking what they were seeing from him. He seemed to be a willing blocker in the passing game. That's one thing you always worry about with young backs. Can they pass protect? He seems to be willing to stand in there in front of those blitzing linebackers and take that hit. Now he's got to work on his technique, but you can always teach a guy technique. You can't necessarily teach a guy to want to do that. He seems to be more than willing to do that. So if he can be healthy, I think they still feel confident in what they have with Kyle Manungai. I think they're still trying to figure out, like, where's the version of Roschon Johnson that they really liked his rookie year? And I think that kind of went away last year, but a lot of guys were impacted negatively by what was going on with the dysfunction, especially on offense last year. And so I don't know. Like, Roschon's been banged up again. He's been banged up a little bit throughout his time here, and I think that's a little bit of a concern for them. If you talk about going out and getting somebody, though, who are you going to go get? Like, is there somebody on the streets? Is there somebody that's going to get cut that's going to be the difference-making running back for this team this year? Like, oh, they got this guy in the 11th hour, and he's going to make or break this season for them. I don't know if that should be the case. And so I think what they want to do most is get healthy in the running back position. I'm not saying they won't add to it, but even if they do, it's not going to be the reason the running game is or is not successful this year.
Herb Howard joining us from Hallis Hall, where the news is going to be out soon. The head coach will speak soon. We'll have it for you here on 670 The Score. The Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media. Herb, thanks for stopping by, and you're always, it's an open invitation to come on Raheem Harris, all right?
I just can't believe they left you and Russ unattended. Like, y'all need supervision.
Listen, you're right, Herb.
We do what we can. We do what we want. And maybe next time you come in studio and you can chop it up with us as well.
Nah, for sure. I will give you one name, going back to the previous question, though. Devin Duvernay is somebody I thought about yesterday. Earlier, I thought he was a lock to be the fifth receiver because he's a specialist in the returner. He's been banged up, and they've been getting a lot of guys back there to look at them in the return game. And if he's not going to be, you know, your specialist returner, I don't know that they want him, you know, over some of the other young receivers that they have in the roster. So that wouldn't totally surprise me. But because he was a guy I thought was a lock coming into camp, that's a name I will keep my eye on as this deadline draws near.
That's why we love having him. He drops the nuggets right there at the buzzer, and he's got 32, 14, and 7. He's that dude. He is Herb Howard joining us from Hallis Hall. Thanks so much, Herb.
Appreciate y'all for having me. Thanks a lot.
All right, coming up next, it is halftime. The fees just went up. How many times have you heard that, Russell? The fees are going up. The price of the brick is going up.
The price of the brick is going up.
But
yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Price.
That's right, Fat Joe.
We'll tell you why that now applies to a certain group of people when it comes to jumping on a flight and getting where you want to get to. That's what we're talking about next on Halftime here on Raheem.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Harris.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Yep, yep. It's about that time. Halftime here on Raheemy and Harris. Russell Dorsey in for Layla. Hope you have enjoyed the show so far. We talked a lot about baseball because baseball is good.
It is. There's some good baseball being played.
Baseball was my first love.
Same.
And Russell and I share that. We don't share a lot of things because we are diametrically opposed.
Yes.
But we like baseball. So we talked about the Cubs. Russell said he does not agree with the fact that I think that the Cubs will catch the Brewers in the standings. He says they will get within
one game.
Talked about PCA because apparently Russ doesn't think he's getting the smoke that he deserves, even though PCA is a second-year player who's never had as big a year as he's having. And the regression to the mean is a thing, and Kyle Tucker's mean looks a lot better than PCA's mean if you go resume. But also Seiya Suzuki can be thrown in there as well. A lot of guys. Guys need
can
to be
I
better.
Say this real quick?
Yeah, I guess you can.
Kyle Tucker has never been bad in his career. And so that's why I do think that's part of the thing people are thinking about is like, wait, this was the perennial 850 to 900 OPS guy, multiple time all-star. So you talk about regression to the mean. The regression to Kyle Tucker's mean
is what we saw over the weekend.
All-star caliber player. Yes.
Yes.
Borderline
okay.
MVP.
That's cool. I can't wait to see what the Cubs have in store. We are privileged to have a baseball team in this town good enough that you care about what they do, and they've got you on pins and needles. We also talked with Herb Howard about the cuts because it's cut down day, a very difficult day as all the rosters have to get down to 53. That includes the organization that plays football and is based up at Hallis Hall. Now it's halftime.
It's halftime.
I told you we were going to talk about a certain airline saying you're going to have to pay more in certain cases, but we've been told.
For multiple seats.
We're not going to talk about that. Instead, we're going to be positive for this one segment.
Was the other one negative?
I mean, I think we're cynical and critical. How about that?
I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Venus Williams, 45 years old, played her first Grand Slam match in 2 years after battling multiple health issues. And she lost to the 11th seed, Carolina Mahova. But really, Venus Williams got out there and played tennis and won a set against Carolina Mahova, which is a big deal at age 45. We were joking last night at my other job about how we talk about women's tennis players and athletes in general. Oh, he's twice his age. Because she's 45 and because the sport is women's tennis, she's probably legitimately three times the age of some of the people who are doing what she's doing right now.
Yeah.
It is to be celebrated, and it is to be acknowledged. And so we're doing that right now. And this is Venus Williams reflecting on her journey to getting beat in the first round of the U.S. Open.
Yeah, my team and I, we worked as hard and as fast as we could. Like, we literally took no days off. I haven't gone to dinner. I haven't seen friends. I haven't done anything except train for 3 months as hard as I could. And then from each match that I didn't win, then I tried to go back and learn from that and then get better. Oh, what did I prove to myself? I think for me, getting back on the court was about giving myself a chance to play more healthy. And when you play unhealthy, it's in your mind. It's not just how you feel. You get stuck in your mind, too.
And so Venus Williams.
So it was nice to be freer.
And you see how she had to take that pause, and I thought she was done talking because she got that emotional. Tear-filled eyes at the U.S. Open. Venus Williams, a loser in the first round, but a winner in life. We can all agree on that, right, Russ?
Yes. Like, you're talking one of the best tennis players of all time. Getting it back out there after injuries. And look, I don't want to point out your injuries, but like that's something that you have to get through. And if you've been on top of the world, and you just want to know that you can still get yourself to a point where you can do it.
I forget what the top of the world's like, Russ. You know why? Because I've never been there.
Come on, Marshall.
Seems like I'm far away right now. But that's okay. That's okay. I just think it's important for people to see athletes humanized as often as possible, because we live in a sports gambling, fantasy football, fantasy baseball world where sometimes we forget that athletes are people. I don't forget.
Name and a number.
I don't forget. But no. Like people who don't interact with these athletes.
There are a lot of people that do, though.
Yes.
A lot of people. And honestly, we're getting close to majority of that.
Majority?
I think so.
See, there you go, being cynical.
I'm a reporter.
Yeah. That's the point. That's the point. Not negative.
I can't help
cynical
it.
Yeah. And critical.
Yeah.
And, you know, that annoys some people. But shout out to Venus Williams for doing it at the age of 45. And looking good and doing so again, winning one of those sets against Carolina Mahova, the 11 seed. And some other upsets already in that. I'm following like Francis Tiafoe. Madison Keys already got bounced. But we should have a lot of American men in the U.S. Open doing things. I'm kind of excited to see who comes out on top and if anybody gets to the semis or the finals of that tournament. Love tennis. Come from a tennis family. So, yeah, we've got that. And Russ, I wanted to point out one thing since we have this free time. Russell Dorsey, if you're not on Twitch, has sleeves on.
Oh.
He has sleeves on. It's the first time since Raheemy and Harris started that Russell Dorsey has been in this studio and has had sleeves.
So that's incorrect. Sources don't confirm.
Wait, when did you have sleeves on?
I have multiple pictures of me, you, and Layla right here standing in front of the 670 to score Odyssey step and repeat of me in sleeves. I actually have one of me in a hoodie from April.
Oh, I guess since the summer months then, maybe. I forgot that that's a thing.
See? And that's why you got to correct people.
Correct
let
me.
People put smut on your name. But look, it's almost September. We have fantastic weather in the city of Chicago right now.
This hot weekend, take coming. I smell a hot take.
No, it's not hot. It's lukewarm. It was a beautiful weekend. You had the triathlon people out there. They were killing it. Great athletes. It was in the upper 60s, low 70s. I woke up this morning, Marshall, before I'm preparing to get myself mentally ready to do 4 hours of radio with you.
That is some mental preparation.
Especially for me. I take my walk to Dunkin' to get my pumpkin iced coffee because we're in that season. And it's 59 degrees. What a beautiful morning. Brisk. I can go in the closet and say, all right, which hoodie, which quarter zip am I going to wear today?
I don't know that I like the quarter zip over the hoodie.
But it's the athletic quarter zip. It's not like some sweater going to a business.
Still
got to
show off the definition that you know so proudly earned.
And so I love the fall, Marshall. And I know people are going to kill me. The fall
hot take
is the best of the season.
I agree.
I don't think that's hot take. I think that's the correct take.
It's the correct take.
Fall is the best of the seasons.
Argue with your mama.
Please.
It's the correct take.
Like you can wear your entire wardrobe in the fall. The best coffee flavors come out in the fall. The combo of hoodie and shorts, you can do it in the fall. If you want to go, and this is a Chicago favorite, hoodie jean jacket, it's best in the fall.
Okay, you're getting deep.
Listen.
I like that you're the city's thermometer right now. I saw you. I said, oh, it's fall. Summer's over.
But everybody out there, there was this gasp when I walk into our production meeting with my iced coffee and sleeves. And I'm like, guys, you guys, I checked my weather app, and it said it was 59 degrees.
We're just not used to it. That's all it is, Russ. I love that, but I love more. Five on it. It's up next. Raheem and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.